Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment. Many of my community comments begin with a historic reference. I like to use historical references because these references ground me in who I am and what I have learned over the years. Today's comment takes me back to June 6th, 1944. 69 years ago today, Allied forces mounted the invasion of Europe on the coast of Normandy, France. Once a foothold was regained in Europe, the Allies went on to and win an unconditional surrender over the Nazi regime governing Germany. As the years go by, the events of that June day get further and further removed from most people's minds. People don't think about the significance of this date because they can't relate to how the invasion of Europe impacts the world of 2013. Not me. I see the D-Day invasion date as the date that shaped our world today, perhaps more than any other date in the last century. On a Sunday afternoon some years back, I walked the bluffs above the Normandy beach through the rows upon rows of headstones of dead American servicemen who were killed at Omaha and Utah beaches. As I would stop and look at the headstone names, I would think about the families who lost fathers, brothers, husbands, and friends. In my mind's eye, I can still see the markers. I always will. In 2013, the children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren of those D-Day service members owe a debt that calls out to be honored, respected, and not forgotten. As the time passes, the number of those who have participated in D-Day gets smaller and smaller. Soon all the participants will be gone, and we will only have documented accounts of that horrific day. I have visited American cemeteries all over the world, and the scene is always the same, but nowhere else do the rows of graves mean more to our country than those graves above Normandy Beach. America's most precious treasure in quiet stillness lies sleeping at rest with fallen comrades in arms. We will still have those crosses above the beachheads for years to come, but many of our national war memorials around the world have fallen into disrepair. This past week, our family bid farewell to my wife's uncle, Paul Coe. Paul arrived in Normandy just after the D-Day invasion and served until the end of the war in Europe. When my wife and I were stationed in Europe, Paul and his wife Margaret had visited us, and together we toured the places Paul had seen in 1944. What a privilege it was to visit, to have Paul reflect with us the memories he had being an 18-year-old paratrooper. Paul was always most proud of his military service. At the Rosary the night before Paul's funeral, his family proudly displayed the uniform of a young Army private. On the left breast pocket was the pinned the combat infantry badge, the mark of an American combat warrior. The next day, as the firing squad volleys echoed across the Veterans Cemetery in Grand Junction, Colorado, and the taps sounded, I raised my hand in military salute to a fallen member of a group called American Veterans, a generation of veterans who served our nation well, and at the beginning of the end, that date, June 6th, 1944. This is Ron Pierre for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.